Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
This is the show we record after we finish today's show. Hopefully you listen to that show too. We are going to do another round of 20 questions.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so surprised that listeners loved it.
Yeah, me too.
You were surprised at it?
Yes, very surprised. All we did was argue.
No, you argued.
Yeah, you acted a little.
I'm going to try to relax today.
20 questions coming up in a minute. On the regular show, Lunchbox was talking about a couch that he found on the side of the road, and the couch said, hey, Venmo me whatever you think this is worth. He took the couch, but Venmo'd
$0.
So, but obviously you thought it was worth something.
Well, no, it was worth $0. If they didn't take the time to have a garage sale, they didn't really want any money for it.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's basically
there's
a garage sale,
just
new
no
technology-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Chelsea in Arizona, what would you like to say about that?
Hey.
You're on the air. Lunchbox's couch situation. I know that's why you called. What would you like to say?
So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw this out there. If she really wanted any kind of money for it, she could have put it up on like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. So I don't think that she had a right to assume that people would give her money for things that she set out unattended on the curb.
Yeah, maybe she didn't, but Lunchbox still saw the Venmo sign and he should have sent something.
No, she wanted money because she said Venmo whatever you think it's worth. So that means she's expecting something.
If someone's going to take it, there must be worth. The sign said, what it's worth, would you please Venmo me? Lunchbox took it.
She could.
So he had, there was worthiness to it, but then he still gave nothing.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah, it really wasn't that nice of a couch. Until you wash the cushions, you do a little love, give it a little love, and boom.
Chelsea, he said it's worth $150 in his mind.
Now for him, after he's washed the cushions.
Yes,
yeah, correct. I mean, the cushions, I mean, it looked like trash before. Dog prints, dog hair, wash the cushions, like new.
Chelsea, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you later. Also, Lunchbox double dip for money, I hear, in Vegas.
What do you do?
Well, it just dawned on me.
Go ahead.
Like, it just popped in my head, and I was like, wait a second. Did he say he's doing expense reports?
Are you doing expense reports in Vegas?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you do when you go on a work trip.
Okay. So let me run the scenario by you. It was Saturday night, and we stopped at a little store in the casino to get bobby pins and hairspray.
And what time was this?
Like 6 p.m., 5 p.m., 4 p.m., I don't know. We just left a client dinner, and we were on our way to the venue to do interviews. And I was like, oh, I want to pin my hair up. So I go, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't bring my credit card.
Oh, convenient. So, is that a theme with
that
Amy?
That is definitely a theme.
Because we took a cab, and we get in the cab, we get halfway there, she goes, oh, I forgot my money.
He's going to expense it. He can handle that.
Go ahead.
I will pay for it. So then... He buys it. Actually, I think I wanted M&Ms too. So he bought it all, right? And right away, immediately, I Venmo him. I'm standing there at the...
So right there.
Right there at the cashier place. I say, what's your Venmo? Confirm that it's him. I send him $20, which might even be more than what
I doubt
to.
It. That hairspray is $20 alone, it's folks.
Tiny.
It's Vegas.
Aquanet.
Okay, so folks. It's tiny. So I pay him $20 on the spot. But then he's like, all right, cool. And then later I hear him talking about doing his expenses and turning in all of his receipts. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he's going to turn in that receipt and get money from work back for that purchase. And then, but I also paid him back.
I bet
so
he
does that
has.
Mean he's getting paid?
Yes, double dipping.
Twice?
So yeah. Is that true? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, there
for
you
sure.
have it.
Yep.
I mean,
okay. Nothing wrong with that. Hey.
I mean, there's
well,
not.
There is something.
But...
No. Yes, there is.
Oh, there is.
Okay.
What well, is that?
There is something wrong with it. You're taking money from the company that you already have.
Yeah, I paid it to you.
You were paid back. It wasn't a company expense.
And oh. and technically I could expense it, but I'm not going to because what am I going to do? Submit my Venmo? Pay me back for paying Lunchbox.
Did you already expense it?
Yeah.
You already sent it in?
Yep.
Mm.
What you can do, Amy, is get a receipt from Lunchbox itemized.
No, you don't even need that. Just take your Venmo receipt. Screenshot it. Send
there
it
we
to
go.
Bob Pittman, our CEO.
Yeah, send it to Bob Pittman. Right. No. You can send it to the CEO and then be like, oh, you know, I Venmo'd him. And I can be like, oh, yeah, that was because I bought her something here in Nashville. I mean, no idea.
Because that's what Bob does. He handles the
yeah. biggest waste
accounts.
Of his time.
I think our only point with that story is what reminded me is, like, Lunchbox has an obsession with money.
Yeah.
In every part of his life, he's obsessed with money.
It's what
ways to
about.
Make money, ways to make more money, ways yeah. to take money. Money, money, money.
Mm-hmm.
Go. You took a breath?
Well, I took a breath because I had a thought. When you said that, I'm like, oh, he's so obsessed with it, but it's like, you know what you put out into the world, you receive.
Okay.
And it's like, he wants to get money. He wants to win money. He wants all this lottery luck to come his way. But he doesn't put good money vibes out there. He takes.
What are you talking about? I put good money vibes. I talk to the money gods. I'm
no,
like, hey,
I just
up.
Don't think you put out there like generosity, like with the couch and then taking
PetSmart.
Money from the company. Like
PetSmart.
If you were to put it
tipping
out there,
every time,
you might receive, but
right.
you don't put any good money things out there. This is proof.
No, I tip when I go to a restaurant.
Well, of course.
Well, you have to tip. That's not...
That's what I'm saying. She's like, oh, you don't tip. No, I tip when
but
I go to a restaurant.
But you take away tips if, like, a waiter says something offensive
well,
accidentally.
Yeah, if a waiter messes up, you take away a tip. It's not like, a... Like, you don't give them money for doing a bad job.
Yeah,
that's
but one
not
time a waiter just simply assumed that you got... Your wife got the salad and you got the burger and it was wrong. And you're like, oh, docking your pay.
You know what they say about assuming?
What do they say?
Makes an ass out of you and me.
I think, yeah. I mean, he got it.
I've actually never heard people say that. I just hear people go, you know, people say that. But in the end, listen, he made $20 off the company.
Yeah.
He did.
Props to me.
Somebody anonymously sent that off to our.
Love it.
Businessman.
That's not a businessman. That's how people go to jail.
Who do we send it to, though? I know you jokingly said Bob Pittman, but who?
No, Amy, who cares?
I dare somebody to send it to Bob.
What he doesn't realize is if they wanted to fire him, they can fire him over that. Like
they
over
can't.
$20. Absolutely. That's
fraud. I'll say I bet Amy $20 on something.
But that's a lie.
How can they prove? It's your word against
you're
mine.
You're saying it right now.
I have the
right
bobby
now.
Pins.
He's publicly arguing it. He's like, they can't prove it. Well, you admitted it.
He's looking at the camera.
I can go to the casino and get the, yes, they have footage, I'm sure, of us buying it.
Can you imagine Scuba Steve gets the footage from the camera of.
He's watching it with Bob Pittman.
All right, look, this is Amy. Zoom in on her Venmo.
Oh, that makes me think of the time I accidentally emailed Bob Pittman when I was trying to email Pitts.
Pitts, audio producer
and
Pitts?
And I was like, yes, because obviously the way we talk to each other and like Pitts.
How do you?
It's very different. I think I was like, yo, yo, yo.
And then she sent it to our CEO. I did post a picture of our CEO replied, Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that. Well,
He texted it to me. I was like, hey, it's a good picture. So I posted it, and I said,
you said
CEO of my company and CEO of my life. Mm-hmm. All my bosses in one place. And then it did smiley faces. And then he wrote, can you imagine anyone as Bobby's boss? We all work for him, gladly. I'm going to tell you, that ain't true.
He wrote that?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he wrote that.
That's funny.
I pinned it, too. I liked it so much. I pinned it up there up top. Mr. Bobby Bones, if you don't follow. Do you guys want a round of 20 questions?
All right.
He's on Instagram?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Bones, can I talk to the team?
Yep.
Just so here quick, we go. Here we go. Quick. Eddie's already ruining the game because he's so annoying.
I don't know that it's kind of a team thing, but it's also...
No, because then we only have 5 questions each, and that's not 20 questions. If you want to give us all 20 questions... No,
then that game's called 60 questions.
That's called a lot. That's 80 questions.
Well, 80 questions. Morgan's going to play.
That's a lot.
Can I talk to my team real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to talk to Mike.
Guys, oh my God, can we be a little smarter with our questions?
Eddie, you were not good at it either.
Look.
Eddie, you were not good either.
No, I don't want to talk to Eddie about it.
This is
right, Amy. Eddie thinks he was good.
In case any day.
Does he follow you, Amy?
No. Okay, so Bob Himmons private. What
okay,
if
well,
I follow
tell our listeners to go follow him then.
Well, no, I'm not. But what if I follow him? It's not an obvious handle.
Amy.
What if I follow him and he doesn't accept me?
Well, that's a risk you take.
Amy,
all right,
look at
here
me.
We go.
Amy, look at
fun
me.
Fun game.
I see if he does. Amy,
requested go. It.
All right, here we go. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Smart questions.
Oh, my God.
Stop, Eddie. You don't know how to play this game. I'm going to guess
Eddie,
out of
you
the
guessed,
gate.
Who did you guess yesterday?
We had nothing because
Eddie,
our questions were terrible.
Sorry, you have 20 questions. I have a celebrity. Are we ready to play?
Ready.
And go. Amy, you're up first.
Okay. Oh, any question? Okay.
First question.
All right.
Take a guess, Amy.
Go with a 50-50,
guess
Amy.
The person.
Okay, stop. Is the person a she?
No.
Is he? Right. Okay. Got it.
It's a
Lunchbox.
He.
Is he American?
Yes.
Boom. See
American
guys.
Man.
Eddie.
Bones, is this person dead?
No.
All right. He's alive, guys.
Morgan?
We know, Eddie. He just said that.
Stop acting.
Is he an actor?
American?
He's an actor.
Yes.
He's an actor, guys.
Actor. Good job. And he's alive.
Is he married?
Good one. That's good.
Well, yesterday you acted like this is a bad question.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, when, Mike,
which is it?
For the 19th
tell me
question,
if he's married
yes.
Right now. I think so. Oh, no?
Oh, my God.
But people get divorced and, I mean, he has been.
Has been.
What do you think, Mike? I got to go to Mike for this official answer.
So, possibly married.
No, we need a yes. You can change your question.
But we know
Amy.
He's been divorced.
Yeah.
Guys, don't listen to any of that. Trust me.
Hold
I played
on.
This game too many times with him.
Mike.
Oh, he's doing that calculated?
Yes.
I think he's married. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's married.
Okay, he's married, guys.
And that's 4 questions. Everybody got one, right? Okay, good. Amy, back to you.
No.
Yes, Amy, go ahead. Ask another question.
Wait, oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That's 5 questions.
I'm not going to cheat, Eddie.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up.
We could have gotten 21.
Oh, I didn't. I thought he was saying. I'm sorry, Eddie. I was confused.
It's all right.
Okay. You said he's an actor. Is he known for movies?
That's a good question.
In his acting career?
No. Is he known for movies?
In his acting career, I would say yes.
He's a movie actor. I don't know. So it's a weird one.
His answer was
more
weird.
Known for movies.
No, you got to be more specific.
What? You just said it was a good question, and then his answer was weird.
Yeah,
then you say it's a bad question.
Oh, I have a guess.
No, you stop that. Write it on the list, Amy. Write
if
it
you
on
nail
list.
It early, you'll go down in history.
No, I
stop
know.
It.
Yeah,
see, yeah. No, don't listen to him.
Eddie, you're up.
Is this person Caucasian?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's 7. Morgan.
Is he in superhero movies?
Good question.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Because I don't know those.
Right, Mike? No? Okay, no.
Okay.
Not a superhero.
That's 8 down. Amy?
That takes a lot of people away.
I agree.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
So he's American, but dang it. Okay.
Hey, let's get age down.
All right. Is he?
Show me his age, Mike.
Over 50.
Yes.
Love it, Amy. Okay. Good job.
Oh. I needed that to see that. Good.
He's alive. He's married now.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
No. Don't ask a question.
I won't.
Okay.
Okay. He said, "Don't ask a question."
You said, "Don't ask a question."
Go ahead. No. Don't guess. Don't guess.
Only nine questions.
Don't guess.
If you get someone after nine questions, you'll be the leader.
This is why I get mad.
He's over. Is he over 50?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy's over 50.
That's why I get mad.
He's known for movies. He's white. He's an actor. He's not in superhero movies. He's American. He's the legend. Clint Eastwood.
Boom! Wrong. 10.
Bobby would not need confirmation that Clint Eastwood is 50.
Amy, he plays it that way, so he acts like he doesn't know.
That's true. I forget.
Come on.
I literally just forgot that in like 30 seconds.
Eddie.
Okay.
I was close, though.
Has he been in a movie in the last...
Oh, my God.
Wait.
In the last 12 years. Like, no. What kind of question
Has
is it?
Has he been in a movie that's been released this year?
What?
But do you know the movies that have been released this year?
No, exactly.
No. He is not. Oh. Guys, he is not.
Okay, huge help, Eddie.
Yeah, huge help. Tell me the movies that have been released this year, Eddie.
Bobby, you have to agree that's a dumb question.
That was a
Morgan,
dumb.
It's over to you.
Has he been in the news for anything controversial?
Yes.
Good one.
Oh, I got it.
Stop it.
He's been in the news for something.
Good question, Morgan.
That was a great question.
Okay, I have a guess.
That's a yes, right, Mike?
Amy, please. Okay. Amy, please don't.
Amy, who do you got?
You can guess when
he's
we're all
married
done.
Right now.
You can. Hey, hey, Amy, sure? Amy, can I give you a hint?
Are you sure
Amy,
he's married? What?
Look at me.
What?
Pick a question that has something to do with your guess, but don't guess.
No. Amy, you're
if
right.
If you have a
Amy,
question, shut
it.
Up.
There's only been 12 questions
Eddie's
asked. You would go down in history as the earliest getter.
Amy,
if you have a question that can narrow down your guess, use that question, but don't guess it.
Yeah, Just a couple.
Couple
yeah,
what?
Go ahead, Amy.
Go for it, Amy.
Guys, we can get him.
Okay. Does he have kids?
Yes. 13.
It's Mel Gibson!
Is that your guess?
My guess! Mel Gibson!
You can say how many?
Yes!
If he guesses...
Yes! Come on!
Wrong.
Oh.
Lunchbox has guessed twice.
I know, he's so... I don't even
that's
want to
a good
anymore.
One, though.
No, it's.
Does he really?
That's
have 13?
A good guess when we get there.
Or are you just
now? That's 14 questions. Yeah, go ahead.
You can say, "Has he ever played Jesus Christ in a movie, or has he directed a movie about Jesus Christ?" You could have said something like that.
14 questions down, Eddie.
But it
has he ever directed a movie?
It answers
the same question.
Has he ever directed a movie?
No, I'm gonna go no.
Who knows?
If so,
yeah,
no.
Gibson the
was, like, was a director.
Incorrect. 15 questions down.
That's a terrible. You might as well there's two terrible
Mel
questions.
Tom Hanks has directed movies.
He has. I would have never known that.
Clint Eastwood has directed movies.
I don't know that Tom Hanks has directed a movie.
Yes, he has.
Morgan,
name it.
Yeah, fifth.
That thing.
You have 5 questions.
Is he also known for his singing?
No.
Wait, did you skip me? I didn't ask a question.
Yes, you did.
You said something like
he said, has he directed a movie? I mean, what a terrible question.
You have one question each, guys, before you have to guess.
So dumb. See?
I might guess.
Hey, listen, you guys.
You love playing this game.
You
with
have
Lunchbox.
Run down the wrong trail.
I know you. Like, I know.
Go ahead. Amy.
He's been controversial?
Mm-hmm.
In movies, but also TV.
You didn't ask anything like that.
Has he also done... I would have guessed a person, but I'm trying to do what Eddie does.
Go What's ahead. That?
Has he also... Ask,
go.
Instead yeah. of a, has he also done TV?
Yes.
I should have guessed the person.
Oh, you know it now?
Yeah, I know
it. But you know you have a guess.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
So whoever you think it is.
All right.
Could still be
Y'all
it.
Y'all better not beat me to it.
What? We're just trying to get Bobby.
No, I'm against y'all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to get it first.
So you're playing 5 questions. Got it. Okay.
Okay, Lunchbox. But you're also listening to the other people's questions, too. Lunchbox, go ahead. I told Ray who it was.
Oh, man.
Text me, Ray.
Go.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Got it.
Don't guess.
Why don't you ask questions instead of guessing everything?
You understand? Now you understand why I'm frustrated.
Go ahead. Because you get to guess in 2 more questions, 3 more questions anyway.
Fun to guess.
Calm down.
Go ahead.
When you think you know it, you guess, okay?
It is...
At this point, I don't think I know who it is.
Okay.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is this person from reality TV?
No, he said movies.
No, he also said TV. Do you pay attention?
Yes.
Oh.
So your person's wrong.
Hey, that's a good question.
No, my person's
I know it's
in.
A good question.
My person
I know it is.
Still in.
Hey, you have two. Each of you guys have 1 question left.
Right.
Eddie and Morgan, trying to figure it out.
Has he ever done anything political?
Yeah.
My answer would be no, but let me...
Just say yes or no. You can skip all that other jibber-jabber.
I'm going to go... No. I mean, what do you mean define political? Because it's probably like...
Has he ever run for office?
No.
Oh, dang it. So I was going to guess Donald Trump on
exactly.
That
That's why
term.
I asked the dumb question.
All right, Morgan, you get the final question before you all have to guess.
Do you guys need to know anything?
Nah,
want
just
to know
whatever
anything?
You
yeah,
need.
I need to know the answer because okay, I have no freaking idea.
I have an idea.
Well, it's not Donald Trump.
Hey, you want to tell her a question that can narrow your idea?
Yeah, do you guys have any questions that you want answered? We know about his age, kind of what movies he might be in.
No, I have no idea what movie.
We don't know what kind of
movie. Has he ever been known for drugs?
What?
Ask that.
Been known for drugs?
Known for drugs? No, stop. That's a terrible question.
You think it's Pablo Escobar?
Not dealing drugs, but like...
Do you think it's Pablo Escobar?
Is he known for doing drugs? That narrows people down. You can name famous people that do drugs and don't.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Johnny Depp, for sure.
You don't know that.
I think drugs helps narrow down what I'm thinking.
I do know that.
Like, if
no
you say
idea.
This person doesn't do drugs, then I have to eliminate my guess.
Morgan, you have your final question here.
So he said he hadn't done anything political?
Drugs, prostitutes.
Yes. In a minute.
What?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's controversial.
I was just telling you to tell you, Ray.
Morgan, no, maybe. Controversial could be money laundering.
You think it can be Snoop?
I think you guys guessed Caucasian.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Morgan?
Has he been in any chick flicks?
Interesting.
What in the world?
Maybe.
You guys didn't give me a question.
I did too.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to go no on that unless you tell me otherwise.
So yeah. It's not Matthew McConaughey.
That's 20. Mm.
Okay.
All right, suckers, write your answer down.
I have no idea. Matthew McConaughey's not over 50.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
I bet he's pretty chance.
Yeah, he is.
I bet McConaughey's over 50.
Sure.
He'd be like 53, huh?
Yep.
If I'm guessing.
Oh, but, man. Matthew McConaughey's actually a good
51.
Guess.
He's
I didn't
51.
Have him. But what? Oh, controversial. Like he goes to the grocery store with no shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Naked bongo
naked.
Yeah, smokes Booze weed, doesn't wear deodorant.
But it's not him because he's been in a lot of chick flicks.
Oh, true.
All right, do you want to hear? Male, American, he's alive, he's acted, he's been married, he is married. In his acting career, known for movies. White guy, not in superhero movies. Over 50, not Clint Eastwood.
So dumb.
Not in a movie this year. Has been in the news for controversy. Has kids, not Mel Gibson. Hasn't directed a movie. Not known as a singer. Has done TV. Reality TV. Not run for political office. Jeez. No chick flicks.
Hold on.
Scuba Steve, do you know? Did you hear when I told Ray?
He knows who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Okay.
Right.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me know when you have your answers.
You can't Google.
I'm in.
Hey, you can't Google.
I can Google someone.
Well, you can't. Stop Googling.
No, stop Googling.
Why can't I Google someone to see how old they are?
Because that's just cheating.
That's not cheating.
Oh, see, and Eddie is crying about that. It's
Wait,
cheating.
Mike, what's the deal?
You can't Google.
You not Google. You Googled to see if he was over 50.
I need to give you a fact.
Well, though. Now I need to know if the fact is
okay,
right.
Okay, up first, Morgan, who's your answer?
I'm between Tom Cruise and George Clooney. George Clooney.
Oh, man, Tom Cruise, that's good.
Eddie, who's your answer?
Yeah, give me Tom Cruise.
Lunchbox, who's your answer?
Tom Green.
Amy, who's your answer?
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, Charlie Sheen, good.
I'm going to play a clip of this guy talking.
But I don't think George Clooney's done reality TV.
Neither has Tom Cruise.
Neither has Tom Cruise. But Charlie Sheen.
Didn't he do like Apprentice or something?
Well.
I think you're right, Amy. Amy got it right.
He is controversial. I don't think he's done
And he's
any
done
rom-coms.
Drugs. That would help me.
Here
Sorry,
is
Amy.
The clip of him talking.
I'm aware of how destiny is going to take really its good. Course, brother.
Who?
It's Hulk Hogan.
Brother. I'm fighting for life, brother.
And he's been in
Man,
movies.
Man, I almost asked.
A lot of movies, actually, too. Big ones, too, like Rocky III.
Yes. What other one?
The one with Zeus, where he fought Zeus.
But what controversy?
Not only the sex tape.
The sex tape.
But racial slur.
Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge.
I almost asked if he has muscles.
I would have said yes.
But that's everyone.
Everybody has
no,
muscles.
No, like real
no
muscles.
No Holds Barred was the one with question. Him and Zeus. That was awesome. Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny.
What movies?
I'm reading them to you.
Like right now.
I've never heard of these. Sorry, I thought they were...
Rocky III.
I remember how terrible we are at this game, and Eddie has gotten nowhere close to his answers. He's terrible.
Hey, Eddie, you haven't... Well, Eddie been sucking, but Lunchbox yelling out guesses in the middle
That doesn't help. That's
questions.
Two questions that we never got answers for.
It killed 10% of the questions.
Listen to his questions. Has he been in a movie this year? No one even knows what movies have come out this year. Has he ever directed a movie? No one knows.
Unless the answer was yes, and then it cuts it hard.
Exactly.
But still, even if you said yes, I don't know what movies have been out this year, and neither do you.
Stop yelling at me.
You're literally sitting right next to each
other.
It's like that Kevin Hart commercial where he yells like about credit cards.
Funny.
Because that's what I'm right here, dude. It's like I'm standing right here.
But it's just funny how Eddie acts like our questions are dumb, but his are terrible too.
Well, you also Googled.
I didn't say
Andy Googled.
I didn't say when Morgan starts coming after you, you know the team's
like, why?
Because you Googled.
To see how old someone was. Google was what got me.
You can't Google. You can't Google in any game on this show.
Last time I Googled when I thought we could Google, you got mad at me for Googling.
Guys, this is 20 questions.
They've turned on you.
Yeah.
Big time. And you know what? You deserve it.
And I was just trying to help.
No, you weren't.
Really, trying to just beat Bobby. But okay.
So I'm 2-0.
Yeah.
You guys can't get one.
No, we can't. And
I
we won't.
Close.
And we won't. As long as Lunchbox is on our team, we will not get you.
Okay. I bet I get him before you.
Harvey Keitel. Who's that? He's an actor.
I mean, Mel Gibson was a good guess, though.
It wasn't, because it wasn't right.
But still, closer than what Eddie put, Tom Cruise.
Okay. Would you guys like to continue with the post show? Or
no.
Just... Right here. Because I got some more stuff to talk about, but if you guys are in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood.
Okay. Eddie's always in a bad mood.
I've been in a bad mood today.
Just generally? Why? What's up? Talk to me.
The Harry Potter thing really made me mad.
Well, it's your fault. I mean, you don't have anything else to
Harry point. Potter it, thing made it, me mad.
That was an unforced error by you. Like, you messed up on that. No one forced you to mess up.
I was a bad test taker, though. It just...
No, don't use my line. Don't use my line.
What?
I'm a bad test taker. I said that. And then you just take
did
my
Did you
line
watch the movie?
Yes. So, I mean, did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I watched the entire movie.
Well, if this is what we're going to do, the whole post show, then.
Well, just continue to unfold your feelings.
Yeah.
I just feel like I watched a movie for 2.5 hours and I got cheated.
You didn't get cheated. You failed the test. You
I
knew
know.
There was going to be a quiz.
I know. That's like reading a book and saying, I read the book. I just don't remember those details.
And I got to be honest, it was a pretty easy quiz. Like, Mike, chase the pillars of the movie.
Next time, I think we should do multiple choice.
I like that too.
That's too hard for listeners to follow along with.
Okay.
Well, it's not about them, it's about us.
I bet if it was a football game, you could have named every single thing that
happened. No, because I can't guess players. You can tell me who the quarterback for one team is, and I or the backup or the linebacker. I couldn't tell you who it is, even though I watch football every Sunday.
Next well, time, weird. You should know.
How's that weird?
What I did is I watched the movie days ago. Amy watched me watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You watched Bobby watch the movie?
Yeah, we were sitting beside each other.
That sounds
fun. I put my headphones on in the airplane and watched the movie. And so, and then afterward, I'd been so many days.
You studied.
I went, and was like, let me look over the major parts of the movie.
I know what'll help Eddie next time. He can just Google when Mike asks the question.
That's pretty good.
Got him.
Like, that's a pretty good one.
How can you not Google during 20 questions? Like, what are you Googling that's cheating? You're trying to guess someone you have no idea who it is. Like, there's no cheating involved.
I would say the universal rule in this studio is no Googling during a game.
Even 20 questions on a post show?
Just the universal rule. I think I would have asked, hey, can I Google the age? And I probably would have allowed it. But you can't just rip open Google.
Then you're going to get the exact age.
Which everyone should know, even the person answering the question.
You guys want another round?
No.
Yeah, I do. Let's go.
Not today.
Yeah, let's
no.
go right now.
Do you want a speed round
no,
of it?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Let's go.
Okay.
No, right now.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
You guys are scared.
Identical twin sisters are dating identical twin brothers. They share 75% of their dates. They all live together. They insist they won't have a joint proposal or double wedding.
Okay.
Okay. That's not weird.
I mean, there's another story I saw too. I believe the oldest twins in Japan are both in the world are from Japan. Hold on a minute. Two Japanese sisters, the world's oldest living identical twins, they're both alive and 107 years old.
That's
cool. Incredible.
Wild. Yeah. Tell me that's not genetics.
Yeah.
It's also them making great choices too, but you both don't live to be 107 without just amazing genetics.
That's crazy.
Which they have the same genetics.
Yeah.
Identical.
But do you ever confuse if you're living with your identical twin sister and you two boys, like do you ever just...
Wander in the wrong room?
Probably. No, not wander in the wrong room, but like say one of them's in the kitchen and you walk in and you're like,
slap them on the butt,
yes. And then you're like, oops, wrong one.
Probably.
I would think not. I would think if you live with twins, the person that you love is a twin, you see them, you can actually see all their minor differences.
Yeah.
Majorly. It's like Morgan number one and her
twin sister.
Oh my
gosh, they're so close.
Yeah.
They're very, but I can tell them apart instantly.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
But a lot of people can't unless they, if they just see them the first time. Ray and his twin brother.
Oh my God. Well, they look different.
They're fraternal. Yeah,
I mean,
they're like the movie
one's
twins.
One's 6 feet tall, one's 5 feet tall.
It's DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which one is it? What are the two? Ray, what kind of twin are you?
Fraternal.
Yeah, that's it.
Identical is the one where you can't tell them apart.
And
I think there's another name for it.
No, it's called identical.
Yeah, identical.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, guys, let me.
Well, it says identical twin sisters are dating identical twin brothers.
I know. I'm just going to Google this. I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah,
identical and paternal.
There you go. Paternal. Thank you.
But that's what he said. Didn't
he said fraternal.
I thought it's fraternal.
I think it's fraternal.
And then the ones where they look alike.
Well, paternal is dad.
Okay. Eddie, are you just making stuff up?
Yes.
Okay.
Fraternal, I would think it's fra, not twins. Pa. I don't know this for a fact, but I would think paternal would be dad.
I don't
if
know.
You had maternal twins, you'd be mom.
Shoot.
But they don't have those.
What is it? Is identical the one of them?
Stop.
Yes, it is. It's identical because my nephews are identical and I talked to them and I don't know who they are.
Identical and paternal.
All right. All right.
He's right. It's paternal twins are identical. And
no, she's not arguing that.
Oh, okay.
She's arguing identical and paternal.
No, I was arguing for what is it called. I know it's
paternal.
More than identical.
It's called paternal.
There we go.
Paternal is what Ray is.
Yeah, so Eddie and I were right.
Wow. No, I wasn't. I thought you were arguing that fraternal was called paternal.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
And then she asked, she said, identical, there's a different name for it.
Which there is.
All right, 20 questions.
Fraternal.
Eddie says that meeting another cool dad out is like meeting the perfect girl at a bar.
Absolutely. I met the perfect dad at a football practice the other day.
Here's this.
Guys, it's just one of those things, like, you know, when you have kids and a family, you want to find, it's hard to find a dad that has a good wife that my wife's going to like and they have kids that my kids are going to like. And sometimes it just works out. This dad, my son likes his son. He's cool. I was on that night, like, just telling jokes. He was laughing at all my jokes. He just seems like we would get along. But then at the end of the night, we went our separate ways. And I was like, gosh, I wish I could have gotten his number. And I don't know how to get his number now.
Do you know who he's the father of?
Yes.
So you could probably track that.
But do I just get his number through someone else?
Do you send him a DM? You just DM him.
I'm not DMing the dad.
Why would you not DM the dad?
That's
DM the dad, dude.
Why would you not DM the dad? Yo, dude. It was an awesome time the other night.
Did you have as much fun as I did?
Kids together.
What if I see him at practice again?
Greg, go talk to him.
His son's on another team, so I don't know if he's going to be there.
I would DM the dad. Who cares? You think he thinks you're trying to hook up with him?
No,
I don't know.
Well, DMs, that's all they're for, right?
Maybe.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I don't DM anyone.
You don't ever DM anyone?
Mm-mm.
You need to give it the times, dude.
Unless someone like comments on something I post and then it goes through DMs. Other than that, I don't DM anyone.
I DM all kinds of people.
Like who?
Charlemagne yesterday.
Why don't you text Charlemagne?
That's your friend.
I know, but I still use my DMs all the time.
But if you didn't know Charlemagne and you had worked with him, had a good time.
Is there anyone that Bones that you've met and you're like, oh, I really want to talk to him, but I don't have their number. I'm going to DM him.
I just haven't met anyone that I really want to talk to.
Okay.
So I don't know that that's the case.
I think you should DM the dad.
Sometimes I DM instead of, like, Chris Lane and I really only talk through DM.
Y'all don't have numbers?
Occasionally we'll text, yeah. But
why DM if you have numbers?
Because it's the communication path that's already been cleared, so you just kind of stay there.
I do that.
And it's like a conversation that just keeps going.
Interesting.
But it's almost the same.
I don't even know if this dad has Instagram, dude, honestly.
Find him on Facebook.
And what if I find him on Instagram? He's going to know I've been looking for him. That's creepy, man. I shouldn't do this.
I don't think so. I think you go, hey, dude, great to meet you. I'm always looking for other cool dads to hang out with.
No.
Do you experiment?
No. You know what? He's the one that got away. Whatever.
Dude, do a miss connections.
I saw you at football practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would be funny. Was he your age?
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little younger, but around the same age.
What about him was cool?
He's just, his whole vibe was cool. Like,
did you like his build?
He was easy to talk to.
What was he wearing?
A t-shirt and shorts. Flip-flops, kind of like me. It's pretty cool. You just meet someone sometimes, and you're just like, that's someone I can hang out with.
Well, good luck, man. I hope you meet him.
Hopefully I see him again. Let's start there.
You go to his kid's practice? You track it down? It's not even your own?
That's funny you mentioned that. There is a dad that shows up at my kid's practice, school events, a baseball game, And I don't know who this guy is, but he shows up everywhere. He doesn't have kids on my son's team. No one knows who he is, but he's always there. It's very strange.
No niece or nephew?
Maybe, but I don't know who they are. He showed up at practice the other day afterwards. He goes, how's the team looking? I'm like, who are you?
Maybe he just likes.
He could.
Or he could be a sperm donor and he's just watching his kid from afar.
Oh, wow. Didn't think about that.
Oh, interesting. Can you retract a requested friend thing?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Now you're worried about.
No, because I run my SPWA account on Instagram. I requested it through that. I want it radio.
You requested our CEO through your.
I didn't mean to. I wasn't paying attention. It was like last minute, and now I'm like, oh, I want to retract that and do my radio.
I think if you just hit the follow again.
I think you can take it back.
Yeah. I want to take it back. They have to have a way to take it back.
If you heart it, it takes it back.
I'm scared.
Yeah, DM him.
No. This just got awkward.
A mother and a daughter are charged with murder after an illegal butt injection procedure.
What do you mean?
What?
That resulted in a woman's death.
Oh, no.
They were doing it out of their house or something?
So the story is, in California, they were arrested and charged with murder after they performed a botched butt injection procedure. Dang. The incident happened in October of 2019, but the woman, Libby Adam, 51, and her daughter, Alicia Gales, 23, weren't arrested until August. They were booked into jail August 5th. They were released after they posted bond. The woman, 26, died in the hospital after she went to them for what police described as an outlaw buttocks augmentation procedure. Police found no medical certification in California for either suspect and said they believe neither had any type of training. They mostly advertised their services on social media and charged $3,500 to $4,000 per session. Wow, you would think if you had that kind of money to spend on something like that, you would check their credentials of the person.
Yeah.
Wow. What does a butt injection do?
Make your butt bigger?
Here's the dumb question. And I'm asking, I don't know. But did the Kardashians get butt implants or injections?
No, that's all natural, man.
No. No. I'm not. How is this hating? It's just in my personal opinion.
Because I'm wondering,
opinion.
Is that something that people aspire to have?
Yes.
Morgan, did the Kardashians have butt injections?
Implants or something? It's been rumored that they've had butt implants, yes, but it's not been confirmed.
Is an implant and injection, I guess, aren't the same thing?
They're not
then?
The same thing, because an implant would be like putting something in there, or there's like the lift or whatever. But injections, I don't know. Are they filling it up with something?
A man revealed how his wife poisoned him with arsenic in his protein powder, causing him to drop 70 pounds and colleagues to assume he was dying of cancer.
Was this for insurance or something?
Because he had lost so... Oh, you mean was she trying to get the insurance?
Yeah, because I always wonder, like, if you hate your husband that much, just get a divorce.
Yeah.
Never see him again.
J.D. McKay, 56, was happily married to his ex-wife and raised two kids with her, but her behavior changed 17 years into the marriage, where she became hostile. She accused him of cheating, abusing drugs and alcohol, and being mentally ill. As their marriage started to crumble, he began working out and using protein powder. He lost 30 pounds in 6 weeks and kept losing so quickly that coworkers thought he was seriously ill. Meanwhile, his then-wife had a newfound interest in their finances and life insurance. They eventually separated, and a doctor later confirmed that McCabe had chronic exposure to arsenic.
There you go.
Oh.
He realized that his ex had put the toxic ingredient in his protein powder.
Jeez. Oh, my.
That's not
and
good.
She was saying he had mental health issues?
Yeah, she's the one.
That's what you put out there, right?
It's always the wife, man.
it's not always the wife. Chris Lacey Peterson, what is his name?
Yeah.
Scott Peterson?
Scott.
I'm just saying, it's if you ever watch these Dateline ones, they're like, oh, you know, this woman came home to find her husband dead. It's like, all right, the wife did it.
Well, she snapped, maybe.
A New Jersey fish may have set the new world record. He caught a 23-pound, 8-ounce gray telefish that measured 34 inches long and had a girth of 25 inches. I mean, I guess it's all about this, you know, getting specific about the fish. I don't know what a gray telefish is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What is girth?
Okay. Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, go ahead and Google it.
I don't know.
Okay. Google image.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay, oh my God.
Why did she do that?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Why did you do that, Amy?
Yeah. Oh my God. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
You just said it.
Google girth.
You know. No, but you said it.
Girth would be like
she knows what girth is.
Did you see not?
Not on a fish.
What do you think it is?
It's the same thing.
I don't know.
It's like around the fish. We'll call it the circumference.
Okay, well then I didn't know that that's what girth meant, honestly. Obviously.
I am not familiar with this fish.
Golly. Yeah.
Like, if it is, that's why when I see the story about it being a world record, I'm like, oh, cool, I caught catfish bigger than that on trot line.
But I guess it's rare for that fish.
But that wouldn't have taken us to what is girth had we not done that story. All right. I think that's it. Let me encourage you guys today to check out the Bobbycast. There is an Ashley McBride interview up there that I'm really pumped to have out there. We did an hour. Ray, what's the new clip we have up right now? Do you know?
It is her talking, not about the clip that we aired on the show. It is her talking specifically about...
You can do it, buddy.
It is her, and I believe...
She talked about country the music. Changes she's made to her live show after returning from the pandemic.
Country music.
Here you go.
If you had asked me prior to the Great Separation, do you think you take any of this life for granted? I would have been like, no, I soak up every minute of it. And then during that, I was like, oh, man, I can name you two shows where I drank too much before a show, where I had to think about what I was doing on stage instead of just going out there. And those people paid money to see me have a buzz. No, to see me perform, to have a moment together. How dare I? Big slap on the wrist. For me.
She talks about yourself.
Myself. Sorry. No, don't do it again.
There you go. She talks about not drinking now before shows because she was like, why would I do that? It's a really good interview. Hope you
she sounds very smart.
Oh, yeah, next level.
Right?
Yeah, some people, you're like, we're just going to talk about music, but then they go to a place you're like, oh, I kind of have to sit up taller. You know, you ever see that meme where the guy's playing a video game and he's, you know, he's like leaning back and then he sits forward the second
no.
one?
No. No, but I can picture something like
it's
that.
It's like a... Anyway, you have to like sit forward with her because she's like,
yeah, you got to really focus.
Sharp. Yeah, she's very sharp. Okay, I think that's it. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Tomorrow we'll do another round of 20 questions.
Cool. Can't wait.
Listeners like it. If you want to go over today, I posted a new good person or pile of poop. It's episode number 2.
You did another one
on my Instagram. Yeah. Yes. And if you heard this, you can go over there and you can post a clover and. Let me know that you made it to this part of the podcast. Post a clover over there. That's how I know people are listening. It's like a little fun. And most people are like, why are people the other day we did question marks and people are like fighting people. Why are you posting a question mark? And I had to go and post. Hey, it's an inside joke for people that listen to the post show. So if you go post a clover, I'll know that you listened to this part of the podcast. All right. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.